Ariana und Johannes.
Super. Mikrofonausrichtung nah dran?
Ah, passt.
Okay. Entspannt. Super.
Das ist Musik, ne?
Radio Woltersdorf and Pi Radio equals Super Radio 2025.
Interessant, ne?
Live from the Super Booth 2025 from a mobile studio.
End of file.
Okay, dann fangen wir an. Super Booth Radio 2025. Und ich weiß nicht, ob das alle Zuhörer wissen. Es gibt die Super Booth ja schon ein bisschen länger, 20 Jahre, weiß ich nicht. Es gibt aber auch seit ein paar Jahren ein kleines, ich nenne es mal Schwester-Event, die sogenannte Mini-Booth. Und wir haben jetzt drei der Organisatoren und Macher der Mini-Booth hier, Johannes, Ariana und Tim. Und lassen uns das jetzt mal so ein bisschen erklären. Vielleicht erst mal zu dir, Tim. Was war die Idee hinter der Mini-Booth? Wie kam das zustande? Fiel das vom Himmel oder wie kam der drauf?
Ich glaube, das ist eine Geschichte zwischen Andreas und dem damaligen Leiter vom FEZ gewesen. Andreas hat das so schön heute bei einem Rundgang erzählt, dass das Fez ein Ort zum Lernen ist. Deshalb ist die Superbooth hier gut aufgehoben, weil hier alle hinkommen und was zu lernen über die neuen Dinge. Das Haus ist ansonsten aber ein Ort, der, ich sag mal, 360 Jahre, Tage im Jahr eher was für Kids und Jugendliche an Lern- und Erlebniswelt macht. Und nachdem einfach hier so eine schöne Stimmung entsteht bei der Superbooth, war, glaube ich, der Gedanke zwischen den beiden Geschäftsführern, dass man irgendwie die Superbooth aus den Augen der Kids mal denken muss. Das heißt, was ist das eigentlich, warum hier immer Leute hinkommen? Das ist die Neugierde am Ausprobieren, das ist das Ungewöhnliche, Geräusche kennenzulernen, an Knöpfen zu drehen und ja, auch Spaß zu haben, eine Party zu haben. Also ich glaube, das war so ein bisschen die Geburtsstunde, dass sich die beiden getroffen haben und überlegt haben, wäre das nicht mal schön, hier für Kids ein Event für elektronische Musik zu machen.
Im Endeffekt kann man ja sagen, Synthesizer sind ja auch nur Spielzeuge, ne, für Erwachsene.
Auf jeden Fall.
Und wie kamen die dann auf dich? Oder du warst von Anfang an mit dabei?
Ich wurde tatsächlich von Julius, meinem Co-Organisator, gefragt, weil wir früher ein Festival zusammen organisiert haben, ob ich nicht Bock hätte, da mit dabei zu sein. Das ist meine Geschichte dazu. Und ich bin aber eingestiegen, bin musikbegeistert, schon mein Leben lang. Gehe auch gerne mal zur elektronischen Musik tanzen, aber hatte tatsächlich noch nie einen modularen Synthesizer in der Hand. Aber das qualifiziert mich, glaube ich, zum Entdecker, dass ich selbst mit so einer Neugierde an die Sachen rangehen kann. Das heißt, seitdem habe ich so ein bisschen auch Feuer gefangen, die Sachen auszuprobieren, immer mal wieder und einzusteigen, aber eben nicht mit einem Expertenwissen, sondern mit den Augen eines neugierigen Erwachsenen, der aber Bock hat, das auch für Kinder zugänglich zu machen.
Okay, und dann hat das also angefangen und wie seid ihr rangegangen? Habt ihr gesagt, naja, wir fragen jetzt die Hersteller der Superbooth, ob sie auch Lust haben, was für Kinder zu machen? Oder habt ihr von Anfang an gesagt, naja, wir wollen das ein bisschen anders aufziehen und andere Angebote auch vielleicht Fez mehr einbinden? Oder im Endeffekt, da kommen wir ja vielleicht gleich noch drauf, habt ihr ja auch eigene Geräte gebaut, glaube ich?
Selbst gebaut habe ich noch nichts. Aber wir haben Leute in der Stadt gefunden und aber auch in ganz Europa, die Bock haben, spannende Sachen zu präsentieren. Wie habt ihr das angefangen? Ich glaube, wir haben gesagt, wenn wir nur unsere Freunde und Freundinnen fragen oder die Hersteller, dann bleiben wir in so einem Kosmos, der sehr beschränkt ist. Das heißt, wir haben gesagt, wir wollen, haben Open Call gemacht, gefragt, wer kennt hier wen? Wer hat spannende Ideen und will vor allem auch den Kids was beibringen? Also wer hat Bock, den Leuten nicht nur was zu Modulen zu erklären, sondern wer hat Bock, die Welt der elektronischen Musik den Kids näher zu bringen, ob das ein DJ-Workshop war oder nur Geräusche, die durch Ballons entstehen, wenn man irgendwie Bewegungen macht, dass dann neue Sounds kreiert werden. Also die Idee war, diese Neugierde der Bewegung, des Rumrennens, des Spielerischen, des Antasten, des Rumrufens und die kindliche Energie, glaube ich, zu nutzen. Ja, ein kleinen pädagogischen Anteil auch mit reinzubringen, aber Medien, Kunst, Kultur, Festival-Atmosphäre miteinander zu verbinden für Kids, so grob.
Ich meine, was da schön ist, ihr macht das zum dritten Mal und man hat den Eindruck, es hat sich etabliert, lässt sich schon absehen, wird es das nächstes Jahr wieder geben?
Wir hoffen es. Ich glaube, den Rückhalt vom Haus haben wir. Die Veranstaltung geht aber nicht ohne, dass es auch öffentlich gefördert wäre. Wir beantragen das jedes Jahr und warten, was die Jury sagt,
okay,
und gucken uns aber auch nach anderen Finanzierungsmöglichkeiten um. Wir wollen, dass der Eintritt für die Kids auf jeden Fall kostenfrei bleibt und auch möglichst niedrigschwellig ist. Das heißt, die Finanzierungslogik ist, wir wollen auch Workshopleiter bezahlen und wir wollen aber, dass hier eine Atmosphäre entsteht, wo ja für alle ein Benefit bei rumkommt und das Haus hat die Aufgabe auch, in die Stadt hineinzuwirken. Ja.
Alright. Then I would say we switch the language to include Ariana and Johannes a little bit more, because obviously everybody wants to know what can I experience on the mini booth, like what kind of booths do you have, what kind of programs and what kind of devices maybe you can give us a little insight on that.
Yeah, I mean, what I offer at the mini booth, I call this human beat machine, and it's kind of I create interactive music installations, and kids and actually everyone also here can do music together. And for example, like one station is a really gigantic step sequencer. It's like really, really, okay, really big, and people can program beats together and adjust the sound. There's another sequencer that's with an engine. It's rotating. It's very weird, but it's good to understand. You know, it visualizes kind of how the sequencer works, and like it, when a rotating arm is touching a device, then sounds are triggered. Then I created another device. You can play kind of a Pong, the old school game, Pong.
Yeah.
Like with a balance board. You can control the pedal.
Crazy.
And then whenever the ball is hitting a brick or a wall, a MIDI signal is triggered and the sound is generated. Like this is another device. And all those stations, they are linked together and synchronized, and the pitches, I picked and I selected the sounds, so everything goes together well. So really people can have the experience to make music together.
Are you doing this professionally, like building this device? Because it sounds pretty crazy, I have to admit, or?
It is, yeah, like, I mean, I'm a freelancer and I'm doing I create prototypes. Like, it's kind of my profession. Like, I found like several jobs, like at university. I'm at the HPI. It's called School of Design Thinking, and there I'm like the prototyping guy, building a lot of helping people, like kind of getting their ideas into reality. And this is also what I do with the instruments. I'm a musician, like my band is called Pitch Tuner, and like we toured from 2000 to 2015, and our approach was like electronic music combined with band music. And actually, like, I'm more rooted like in the physical, like band.
Okay.
I'm like more like a I'm a guitar player and singer. And I was just wondering how to perform electronic music as a guitar player, you know. So I wanted to carry around the devices and have this feeling, you know, like, and also like I wanted to visualize the electronic music for the audience so they understand what's happening. That's how I got into this, creating those devices, and this is how everything developed. And like, I think I can say I'm professional. I try not to die from it, you know. But I mean I'm doing this since really, like, I'm unfortunately quite old already. I'm doing this really since, I think, at least since 2000. That's 25 years I'm surviving. I don't know why, but like it's working. Yeah.
Amazing.
Okay, Ariana, maybe you can also tell us a little bit about your role, and maybe also how many people are involved in the organization and to set this whole thing up. Because obviously it's a little smaller than the Super Booth, but it's still big. I was there last year with my kids. It was amazing how many, offers you had.
Yeah, okay, I can tell a bit about what I will provide in a sense,
yeah, sure,
for Mini Booth, and maybe Tim can tell the rest because okay. I don't know about too much about the organization itself. But yeah, so I did a course last semester for my university and I made the instrument and I got really good feedback, and there was this person that put me in contact to Mini Booth, and I also applied to Super Booth, and that's how I came here. And basically I made, do you guys know the Guess Who instrument game?
It's like
Guess Who or Who Am I? It's this card game that you play as a kid and you drop the card, you ask questions, oh, do you have blonde hair? Yeah, and you drop the questions till you find the person. So I was inspired by that game and I convert into a drum machine. So I have that game now there in the mini booth. And
but wait, how does this work? Because it's a game, I know this game, it's very popular, everybody knows it. But where's the link to the drum machine?
Okay, so usually the games are four rows and eight columns, so you have the characters, the images, in total they are 32. So when I look at it, I thought, oh, this could be a eight-step sequencer, because
32,
you have
eight,
yeah.
Okay.
So you have like four columns with different sounds. Yeah. Each row is a different sound, and then you have eight columns, and then it's a step sequencer. So if you drop a card on the first and on the fifth, then it goes boom, boom, and then you can add more sounds on top of each other to build a drum machine, like boom, boom. Yeah, so it's quite fun. When I was building, I was already so tired of it, but then I exhibited it in Aalto, where I study, and a lot of people liked it. I have really good feedback, and that's how much I realized the potential of the instruments, which before I didn't really realize. And now here, I think it's for all the ages. The kids are having a lot of fun, but I'm also having a lot of fun jamming with everybody that it's coming, and it's very intuitive and it's very funny to play with, and you don't need to know too much about music to, you just drop the cards and you hear how it sounds like, and then you have so much fun.
I think one thing to add is what you described is one step sequencer. The fun is that there's two of them opposite. You play together on two headphones, but you hear the same thing that you're gonna do together, so
yeah,
all of the sounds are overlaying. So you can fill the gaps that the other one is making, and you can like turn the knob to make it sound better and
so,
adjust the volume.
Yeah. So basically the idea is that the same as the normal Guess Who game where you play against each other, so you try to win, but in this case you play together. So there's two players and each player has different sounds, so you don't know what the other player is playing, but you hear how it sounds like, and you try to, you, it's like this communication between players and this interaction, and that's something I love, this embodiment interaction and this communication between the two players. And I think that's the beautiful part, because the other player can play something so nice and you are both listening and you both get super excited about something that you made. And yeah, and then you can change the sounds because the sounds are analog, so you can filter them, you can change the pitch, so you can go from boom boom to boing boing boing, so it's quite fun. Yeah.
Okay, I wanna, basically this is a game you could probably play forever, but how long would it take usually? Or
it depends how much fun you're having with it. I recorded demo last semester with my professor and I realized we played for 8 minutes because we were having a lot of fun, and then you can literally just remove some sounds and restart something, but you can also be super fast, like just, I don't know, 1 minute, 2 minutes. It's up to you if you get tired of it or not.
And is it recorded actually?
Not here, but you can connect it to a way to record it. I don't know the name. But yeah, that's how I record it, to have some samples to show around my instruments. Yeah.
Okay. Are there any other highlights you have? Any other games, activities you would recommend? Or maybe something which is new, which came into the mini booth this year?
Let me think. Well, the two that we heard right now, these are the ones that are also in our mini booth tent at Super Booth, because we thought that's the connectivity of playfulness and adults and kids and doing things together. What's happening again? What's new? Somebody was crazy because you said you built your own instrument. We didn't build it, but somebody said, I want to do a modular Guinness workshop, and the modules out there are just too complex. So he literally redesigned the module of a friend and they produced, I think, 8 or 9 pieces of them. So we've got beginner's workshop on modular synthesis for kids with 4 modules. That's going to be interesting. I don't know how many kids and how deep they will get, but the idea is to start by drawing and understanding that the cables, they will be the connecting part, but starting with a drawing board and understanding different colors, different connections, which kids do every day, but then they will make sound with it. I think that's pretty new. That's the mini synth, which I'm very excited to try out myself. Besides, I love that we're also introducing to the kids the old medium of vinyl, and we've got the pressing plant, which is providing us with mispressed like material so we can reuse and recycle them into art. So the kids who are not very familiar with vinyl might just have it in their hand the first time, and then there's a workshop just to try out how to learn DJing, vinyl DJing, so a couple of classic how to become a DJ and trying out, because for me that's also part of electronic music, it's not only about beats. And one more thing I'm very excited about is I think we're gonna maybe premiere, I'm not super sure, a software called Soundblocks, which had a Kickstarter campaign. It's a guy from Pakistan, but he's studying in Germany by chance, and so we invited him, and he's gonna demo his soon to be released how is it called, node-based sound thing. So the idea is that basically you have a dice, or like six sides of a dice, and you drag and drop them to have an impulse that's going to trigger a sound, and then you can put another block, and depending on the length between those blocks, it's going to put different sound lengths, like trigger lengths. So that means the more knots you create, the different sounds, kind of very arrhythmic, but also interesting and very intuitive sound design. And I've just played the demo last week in the organizer's office at 8 p.m. for like 10 minutes, and I was very amazed how the video I saw earlier was then very intuitive. So that's something I'm very excited about to try out. Besides, yeah, we have a lot of the people who were there last year's, but we asked all of them to update what they are doing. So we have a lot of going deeper, adding layers, adding soundscapes, or just having a bit more child-friendly or version of what they did last year. I think, or updated ideas. Yeah, there's much to talk, but we've got time. I will dive into it a bit more.
Maybe the last question, or one of the last questions personally. Like, when you deal a whole day with kids, is this exhausting? How do you feel in the evening? Because I can imagine for my private life, I'm 8 hours with my kids, I'm kind of...
To be honest, I'm not the one giving a workshop.
Okay,
that's the point. Like, what I'm doing is with a lot of making sure everybody's feeling happy, giving them a
feel-good manager.
I'm a feel-good manager on site, I would say, besides making sure any errors are smoothed out. That's my job as event manager, but you guys have experience. Last year was very intense, as you've been out in the open, but maybe you can give some feedback.
Yeah, I mean, definitely I was very, very tired in the evening, but to me it was more like a session, you know, like it's like an 8-hour session and time flies. I just was tired, but I also was surprised that it's already in the evening, and it was fun, and you get so much energy back from the kids, and like everyone is so happy and excited, and you know, the first time they create a beat on the sequencer, and you see into their faces, and this gives you back so much energy. That's why I was so surprised, you know, it's in the evening and you get back so much, and then when this is over, you ride home and you don't get the energy back, you realize, okay, oh, I'm really, really tired. But I think it's a good thing, and really thanks a lot for organizing all this. I think it's a great opportunity for everyone, like also like playing around. Everyone is learning something, and you said like the barrier is very low. So, you know, everyone can enter and really have a good time and experience music. Like this is what I think it's about, like giving everyone the chance to experience making music and dealing with it, and
So maybe the last details. When does it happen this year, and how much is it? And special the family tickets.
Yeah. Well, Super Booth is happening this weekend for sure. Mini Booth is happening the next weekend. We've got free workshops for teenagers this year, the first time on Friday in the afternoon for 4 hours from 2 to 6. So anybody who wants to come just has to write an email until we're full. So that's happening for teenagers from 12 to 18 years old with 6 workshops. And the classic mini booth for families is on the weekends from 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the evening on Saturday and Sunday, 17th and 18th of May. And the kids can enter for free. The adults have to pay a contribution of 10 euros for all the surrounding and DJ program. So, yeah, you come with your 2 kids, you pay 10 euros. If it's 2 parents with 1 kid, it's 20 euros. But it's going to be, yeah, so that's a little bit the contribution to the all of the organizer structure, and also, yeah, for giving the next generation some ambition to try out.
Very good. I think these are pretty nice last words. Thank you for being here, for sharing your experiences and your concept with us. I hope to see you soon.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye-bye. See you.